Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Police still don't know why he did it. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. And new information today from the Arlington School District on yesterday's school shooting at Bowie High School that left one student dead and another behind bars. Bowie High School will stay closed tomorrow and classes will resume on Monday. Students will be able to go to the school tomorrow morning from 9 to 10:30 to get anything they left behind. Police say 17-year-old Julian Howard shot and killed 18-year-old Atavion Barnes. This mother says the violence has to stop.
Another mother has lost a loved one through gun violence. That's why I'm out here with the other mothers and the other supporters walking the sidewalk.
Police say they're still looking for a motive and how the suspect got the gun. Investigators have not been able to find the gun used in the shooting. Jerry Don Elders of Burleson has been convicted of capital murder.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Jerry Don Elders, guilty of the offense of capital murder as alleged in the indictment.
Judge Lee Gabriel reading the verdict. It means Elders will now face a hearing that will determine whether he gets life without parole or the death penalty, something the state is seeking. This morning, Elders' attorney Bob Gill tried a different approach. He tried to convince the jury to find his client guilty of felony murder in the carjacking and killing of Robin Waddell.
And the facts don't back up a verdict of guilty to capital murder. They back up a verdict of guilty to murder,
which would have taken the death penalty off the table. It took the jury 2 hours to disagree. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Southwest Airlines has famously refused to use reserved seating for more than 50 years, but that may be changing.
Southwest passengers are really pretty used to it. You check in, you're assigned a seating group, A, B, or C, there are no reserved seats, and you pretty much sit where you can. But now, CEO Bob Jordan is telling KRLD's David Johnson they are open to a more traditional model, saying they are, as he puts it, looking into new initiatives. He points out Southwest's traditional open seating plan goes back to the company's beginnings more than 50 years ago.
To be honest, it was designed at a time when load factors were much lower. So, you know, the cabin was less full, and we all know that customer expectations change over time.
Jordan also says nothing's been decided, but in their studies, they are finding what he calls a lot of interesting things. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's finally here, the NFL draft, and for teams all across the league, it's D-Day. Well, it definitely is for the Cowboys, who need to hit big this draft. Earlier this week, owner Jerry Jones says the rookies need to contribute.
I don't know when I've ever been in a draft that I didn't feel like the players we were drafting are going to be on the field for us and making significant contribution. I don't know that I've ever felt that. But today, you have to have rookies contribute or you aren't getting the value that you need to have.
Cowboys have the 24th pick in the first round. For the second day in a row, pro-Palestinian protesters are back at the University of Texas at Austin's campus, despite dozens being arrested there yesterday.
Standing under the iconic UT Tower, hundreds of pro-Palestine protesters returned to campus, still angry at university leadership.
We demand that the university respect the free speech rights of students and faculty.
57 protesters arrested Wednesday for criminal trespass when the governor called in state troopers in riot gear. 46 of those cases dismissed by the Travis County attorney for lack of probable cause. So far, no battles with police today. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Going to Vegas already in the hole is no way to head to Sin City. The Stars are in some big trouble after losing again to the Vegas Golden Knights last night, 3-1. Head coach Pete DeBoer was asked about being down 2-0 last year to Vegas and still making it close.
I thought last year they probably carried the play, even though we found a way to scratch out some wins. I don't think that's the case this year. You know, it doesn't feel that way. Anyway, it feels a lot more evenly matched to me.
But the Stars lost that series, and DeBoer says they got to get back to what worked for them during the regular season.
We've been the best road team in the league. We've got to go in there and win. But, you know, they're a very good hockey club for a reason. I think they've got a deeper roster than they had last year, if you look at their entire lineup, including their scratches.
Stars have a couple days off before hitting the ice again in Vegas Saturday night at 9:30. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.